Chapter 7 Ulanor Sector, 44 Thusa. Thane pushed himself through the rocky corridors and across the cavernous chambers of 44 Thusa. The asteroid was a labyrinth of darkness and zero gravity, allowing even the chapter master in his terminator plate to move effortlessly through its rocky heart. 44 Thusa had been selected from the Golgashir asteroid field and hollowed out by heavy servitors above the fabricator moon of Abithica Prime. Shielded by an intense debris field, the tiny forge world had been missed by roving orc fleets and selected as one of the six staging points for the Imperial attack upon Ulanor. Thane had had his Imperial fists travel there to be met by artisan trajectory August von Auken, whom fabricator Kubik had entrusted with the experimental gravitational technologies the Adeptus Mechanicus had developed from recovered orc equipment. Within a wide ring of colossal node installations hanging above the fabricator moon, 44 Thusa tumbled through the path created by the gravitational node fields orbiting the planet. The asteroid was busy with scaffolding and orbited in turn by workstations and servitor ships. With alterations made and its precious cargo installed, the asteroid gathered speed as it moved between the alternating nodes. Pulled onwards by the gravitational forces of the adapted orc technology, the colossal piece of rock spun with increasing velocity around the fabricator moon. Utilizing artisan von Auken's calculations, power to the gravitational ringway was cut, and 44 Thusa was thrown out into the void like a tossed bolas, heading at carefully calibrated speed on a trajectory for the planet Ulanor. The last of six successful test launches using asteroids from the Golgashir field, 44 Thusa followed in the path of its rocky predecessors. Like a comet breaking up into a meteor storm, the asteroids plunged towards the homeworld of the beast. 44 Thusa, however, was the only one to carry the forces of the Imperium. Also repairing at Abithica Prime had been what remained of Battlefield Solar Spinward. Comprised of ancient battleships, grand cruisers and fleet carriers, the armada had been bolstered with escorts and heavy frigates from Zanaheim, as well as Abithican arc cruisers of the Zeta Iota battlegroup. Newly reassigned as Attack Group Thusa and placed under the command of Lord Admiral Evelyn Napier, the fleet's instructions were to follow the asteroids in through the outer systems of the alien stronghold sector at sublight attack speed, while protecting the heavy transports, troop carriers, arc freighters, and mass conveyors from the swarms of orc assault craft Thane expected to find there. Fighting fire with fire, Thane had chosen to transport most of the chapter, along with Cavalinera Brissanus' Sisters of Silence and the Orc Psychers, to Ulanor aboard the asteroid. Crashing into the planet, in emulation of the orc's own devastating tactics, Thane aimed to take advantage of the widespread destruction and chaos by holding and expanding the decimated landing zone with landed armor, guardsmen of the Astra Militarum, Skitari legions, and battle automata. Utilizing orbital strikes and navy air support, he also hoped to get the god machines of the Legio Intrafex down on the ground. All the while, Thane and his Imperial fists would besiege the Orc's palace, and the Sisters of Silence could unleash the power of a greenskin psyker upon the apocalyptic monstrosity the galaxy had come to know as the Beast. Launched from other fortress worlds and forge worlds situated about the Ulanor systems, five more attack groups were surging through the void towards the stronghold system. Magos Dominus Gerg Zokuv led one attack group from Dynax Abultra. The Dominus's experience in commanding Adeptus Mechanicus forces during the previous attack on Ulanor seen as invaluable. Another benefited from having High Marshal Beaumont of the Black Templars leading the charge. One even carried a High Lord of Terror. Venand of the Inquisition had decided to accompany her Adeptus Mechanicus advisor, Eldon Urquidex, and a force of Death Watch Space Marines under their watch commander, the Space Wolf, Asgir Warfist. The last attack group followed in the wake of the mighty phalanx itself, with 10th Captain Dakarion fortifying the colossal craft with the scouts of the 10th and two demi-companies of Imperial Fists. Arriving at the distant Mandeville points of outlying systems, thousands of vessels converged upon Ulanor, their engines blazing at attack speed. The Imperial Navy had deployed the last of its battleships and grand cruisers, leading patchwork armadas of scrambled vessels made up of system squadrons, patrol groups, flotillas, and sector fleets. Legendary capital ships had even been hastily refitted and brought out of retirement. The Emperor Ascendant and the Astra Glorianus that had been serving as a prison hulk amongst the rings of Tetrabithia. Flanked by cruisers, heavy frigates and destroyers, they escorted the great arc ships of the Adeptus Mechanicus and bulk freighters transporting the apocalyptic war machines of the Adeptus Titanicus. Fat troop ships carrying Astra Militarum regiments travelled alongside arc freighters transporting Skitarii legions to war and navy carriers primed with interceptors, strike fighters, bombers, and gunships. Other institutions had contributed what they could. The Ecclesiarchy had sent along ministerium transports overladen with hastily recruited fratris militias. The Adeptus Arbites had dispatched a small number of precinct ships and counterinsurgency craft, while Draken Vangarich had contributed several clade ships carrying some of the deadliest killers in the Imperium. Thane and his attack force were prepared to give the Orcs no quarter and no respite from catastrophic destruction. As the monsters staggered through the ruins of their own world, the Chapter Master would visit on them doom upon doom before baptizing the newly formed Imperial fists in dust, blood, and battle. Scraping the golden yellow of his Terminator plate against the rocky wall, Thane pushed out across the cavernous gloom of the asteroid's central chamber. Hollowed out at the heart of 44 Thusa, it had been nicknamed the Nexus. Adamantium frameworking and field generators had reinforced the chamber for the rough landing to come. Artisan Van Auken had crafted the rocky body to be an asteroid within an asteroid, the inner core benefiting from anti-gravitational technologies, shielding it from the worst of the planetary impact, and the outer core designed to absorb the worst of the contact destruction. It was here in the Nexus, pressurized and supplied with a basic atmosphere, that the Space Marines, Sisters of Silence and alien prisoners, would ride out a planetary impact. It was here, amongst the hurried adaptations of the Adeptus Mechanicus, and by the good grace of their technological invention, that they would attempt to survive the unsurvivable. Above him, the cavern ceiling housed a small cluster of cages. The three monstrous orcs from Luna, hardy beyond understanding, clawed their way around their cages in the zero gravity. Their eyes and mouths blazed with ethereal power, while arcs of psychic energy sizzled across green flesh and the bars of their prison. Their fang-filled maws were open, and their ugly faces contorted about ferocious roars. Lady Cavallinera Brassanus drifted down from the cavern ceiling in her crimson plate, accompanied by the sister in silver that Thane had encountered in the lunar caverns. They stopped gracefully before the Chapter Master. "Status, sister?" Thane said, looking up at the monstrosities above. Ethereal light blazed within the cages and crackled across the bars. "The prisoners grow in power and agitation," Brassanus signed back, "the closer we get to Ulanor." Thane nodded gravely. "Can they be contained?" "The outer systems are swarming with the enemy," Brassanus told him. "Each creature a psychic reservoir from which these monsters draw their power."
"This is a good thing, yes?" Thane put to her. "The longer the charge and greater the number of orcs, the greater the power. The greater the power, the greater the destruction to be wrought upon the greenskins."
"To a point," Brassanus signed. Thane sensed her caution.
"Can they be contained, sister?" he repeated.
"The Sisters of Silence will not fail, Chapter Master," Brassanus assured him.
"My lord," Honoured Brother Tycor said as he approached Thane, moving around the equipment with a chapter's new battle standard clutched in his gauntlet.
The banner was tall and proud, while the fabric glinted with gold thread. The shaft and crossbar of the standard were crafted from silvered adamantium, each of the four ends terminating in a sculpted fist. In recognition of his bravery in the Feast of Blades, Thane had appointed Dathan Tycor both chapter standard-bearer and his personal champion. Leading an honour guard of former excoriators, hand-picked by Tycor himself, he had responsibility for the Chapter Master's person on the field of battle. While Tycor's plate gleamed newly golden yellow, his bionic arm still held the battle-scarred sheen of age and bloody employment.
Epistolary Zolt and the Chief Librarian have word for you from Attack Group Sisyphax,
Tycho reported now. My lady, Thane said to Brassanus, nodding in farewell, before following the standard-bearer. In the zero gravity of the cavernous chamber, Tycho and the Chapter Master made swift progress. They glided across ranks of Imperial fists, each standing to attention in transportation cradles. They waited in silence, hungry for battle, ready for the havoc to come. They found Epistolary Zolt at a communication station. Zolt was prevented from using his psychic powers in the presence of the Sisters of Silence, and Thane could only imagine what agony it was for the librarians to be in the presence of a null like Cavallonera Brassanus. Even without the use of his powers, however, Thane had found a duty for the epistolary, nominating Zolt his chief communications officer. Along with installing the transportation cradles, chamber reinforcements, and tethers, Artisan Van Auken and the Adeptus Mechanicus priests at Abithica Prime had ensured that Thane could coordinate the colossal forces at his command. A hololithic vox station relayed directly to the monstrous phalanx, similarly closing on Ulanor. With most of the chapter deployed for battle on board 44 Thusa, the Imperial Fists Space Marines left aboard the Mobile Fortress Monastery were Captain Dakarian and his 10th Company, two further demi-companies, a skeleton complement of Tech Marines, and Chief Librarian Asmakai and his epistolaries. Dakarian was charged with the defense of the Fortress Monastery and leading Attack Group Sisyphax. He commanded 100 Space Marine scouts, made up of a mixture of neophytes taken from all six successor chapters of the Imperial Fists, and 100 Battle Brothers with 2,000 battle-ready serfs and servitors. Asmakai and his epistolaries, meanwhile, had the responsibility of astropathically communicating the Chapter Master's orders to all under his command. Away from the nullifying influence of the Silent Sisterhood, the Chief Librarian could relay orders to astropaths aboard Lord Admiral Napier's flagship, the Apocalypse-class battleship Master of Mankind, and the Arch Mechanicus Buenaventura, commanded by Dominus Gerg Zokuv. At much greater distances, Asmakai also sent and received astropathic messages from choirs aboard the flagships of the other attack groups converging upon Ulanor, each leading fleets that travelled their own tumbling asteroids.
Brother Zolt, the chief librarian for you, Chapter Master, Zolt said, his voice strained with the burden of being surrounded by the Silent Sisterhood.
The warping hololithic representation of Asmakai suddenly crackled into focus. The chief librarian stood encased in a hooded suit of blue Terminator armor, swathed in golden robes. He jabbed his force staff at deck serfs that Thane could not see, giving them a haughty scowl. As he moved, the lines of his haggard face ran to deep shadow, while a milky eye blinked with constant agitation.
Chapter Master, the chief librarian said, I have much to report.
Proceed, old friend.
Attack Group Perditor has had their force bolstered by a reserve flotilla under Commodore Beecham, Asmakai said. I get the feeling that is the only good news you have for me, Librarian.
Indeed, Chapter Master, Asmakai said. Perditor has run afoul of an attack moon on their approach through the outer systems. They have experienced heavy losses, including the capital ships Rex Resurgam and Voidhammer.
Admiral Lumaresque is lost.
Flag Captain Eames now commands, Chapter Master, Asmakai told him. What of attack groups Idas and Verita?
Idas is coming up through the Acheronias, the chief librarian told him. Dominus Zokuv has sent word that the systems there are decimated. Charted worlds are gone with only a debris field remaining. He suspects that the Acheronias region might have been used as a testing ground for the Orc gravitational weaponry.
Can they make it through? Thane asked.
They endeavour to do so, my lord.
And Verita?
Sporadic contacts with enemy flotillas in the Scorpicon Nebula, Asmakai said. Several escorts have become separated from the main fleet in the dust clouds.
Have Watch Commander Warfist and the Death Watch leave them, Thane ordered. We cannot afford to slow our approach.
Out here, hesitation is death. The commanders of those vessels will have to act under their own initiative.
Now tell me, have we had any further contact with Attack Group Phaeton?
Nothing, my lord, Asmakai told him. Group Phaeton's approach lay through some of Ulanor's satellite and stronghold systems. Last reports were of the destruction of a number of troop carriers. I regret to inform you that the 301st Arfistran Rifles, the Varsine Dragoons, 3rd Battalion, and the Aprisian Free Companies are all lost to us. Commodore Trigorin identified an orc vessel on the Sartovian Drift, as Mackay said, last seen at the Battle of the Heartshaven. A space hulk mounting experimental weaponry, codenamed Green Herald. Since Trigorin's identification of the vessel, I've heard nothing from the Commodore or his captains. Beaumont? Nothing. Keep trying, Thane urged the chief librarian. Of course, as Mackay said. I do, though, have reports for you from your own group. Proceed. The troop carrier, Prontius, has been boarded, the chief librarian reported. The orcs are employing long-range teleporter technology. The 3rd Royal Vortiga carry a contingent of abhuman auxilia that have proved successful in keeping the enemy from the bridge. The carrier is managing to keep pace. Any losses? We lost the bulk freighter Bellico and the 3 Titans it was carrying to a ramming action, while the battle-damaged frigate, Duke Castigier, detonated her engines, clearing our rearguard of attack ships. The sacrifice was a noble one, but the enemy still pursues, however, and in growing number. And attack group Sisyphax. I'm happy to report that the Phalanx and Fleet Sisyphax have fallen in behind you, Chapter Master, the chief librarian said. Captain Dakarian has asked me to pass on his assurances. She has not a scratch, and he intends to keep our fortress monastery that way. He has had occasion to exercise the gun crews, however, and sent 3 orc battle cruisers into the asteroid's surface. We felt the impact detonations, Thane confirmed. Several cruisers have broken off from the attack following the mauling, as Mackay told him. The Lord Admiral's captains are requesting permission to pursue. Absolutely denied, Thane said. He knew it went against an officer's every instinct to watch an enemy all but destroyed limp away to safety, but he could not allow a few hothead captains and commanders to break formation and threaten the integrity of a coordinated attack. No vessel is to break off from the fleet, and that goes for all other attack groups also. We are to be the hammer's swing, unswerving and true. Thane looked out across the hundreds of Imperial fists in the chamber, each waiting for an opportunity to prove himself to his chapter master, to honour the noble yellow of his plate and his chapter's history. When we strike together, and when we do, we shall shatter this barbarian empire. Only then will the galaxy ring with our victory.